back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and we are checking in with the Reverend Todd Kolbaum from Rural and Small Town Mission of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Good morning, Pastor Kolbaum. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. How are things out in at the Rural and Small Town Mission office there in Concordia, Missouri?
Going great. A little drizzly this morning, but we're good.
Did you fare well in the storms yesterday?
We sure did, yeah.
Good, good. Well, what's going on in Rural and Small Town Mission these days?
Well, I tell you what, we just recently opened up the registration for our third annual Rural Small Town Mission Conference.
Wonderful. Now, I had the privilege of attending that this past year, and just outstanding conference. Why put together a conference for Rural and Small Town Mission?
Well, this is really something that hasn't really ever been done before. Certainly, there's been smaller conferences in regional areas, but really, this is the one of its kind, where we can bring in folks from all over the United States that are interested or engaging in specifically rural and small town ministry and missions, and they can receive training, support, resources that are geared specifically towards that type of ministry.
How much of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod could identify as rural or small town?
We identify over half of the congregations as rural and small town. Now, our definition of rural and small town would be anything 15,000 and less, but the lion's share of those congregations are really in communities of 5,000 and less.
Wow. So that really makes up almost the majority of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So we're all over. We're in cities, but we're also out in the countryside and in the small towns and the rural areas. So having a conference like this can certainly be helpful to them. What are some of the topics, or what are some of the issues, the pressing questions that rural and small town congregations have?
Well, primarily they share many of the same concerns: lack of leadership, training, resources. They feel that that because of their circumstance, they're really limited in what they can do. A lot of them are struggling with aging congregations, losing numbers. Their communities are dwindling in population. So all of these factors come together and cause a pretty difficult scenario for doing ministry and missions.
And so the conference helps these leaders, these congregations, both lay leaders and pastors and other church workers, to consider all these things and how they might encourage one another and what resources are available to them.
Exactly. We want to give them encouragement and show them that while circumstances may not be stacked in their favor necessarily, when you really look at the overall big picture, which it's pretty hard sometimes to see the that forest for the trees, when you look at the big picture, there's so much mission and ministry to be done out in these areas. It's an incredible mission field. We know statistically that numbers are dwindling. The number of folks who are regularly attending a Christian worship service, those who are even remotely connected to a church, are really taking a nosedive. And so we see this opportunity is there. We just want to help equip and support that to happen. And the National Mission Conference is a great way to do that.
What are some of the... Do rural and small town congregations have an advantage in any ways?
I think in many ways they very much do, and that's a great question, because I don't think often it's ever viewed that way. Really, they see themselves at a disadvantage because of lack of resources, remoteness from any major population source and that sort of thing. But really, they have this great advantage of history. They've been in these communities for a long time, most of them. They have that name factor. They have relationships. Most of these congregations are made up of folks who are familial in nature. And again, that can be seen or even used as maybe not so much of a positive, because it tends to close them off. But you can use that, leverage that connection to make these relationships, that to be able to spread the gospel. So yeah, I think they are at great advantage.
So part of the conference can be maybe focusing then on using those the advantages to serve your community well.
Exactly.
Well, do you have any of the speakers lined up yet, or anything about the conference that you'd like to share at this point?
Oh, we've got everything lined up, Andy.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know registration is open, and so who are some of the speakers or some of the topics that will be covered at the conference this fall?
Well, we're very, very excited. Our theme is Small Places, Big Mission, Standing in the Gap. And with that theme, we are very, very pleased. Our two kind of primary keynotes are the presidents of both of our seminaries, Dr. Lawrence Rast and Dr. Dale Meyer. And they are giving these keynotes because it's such an important thing to have that connection back to the seminaries, where guys are being sent out serving in these areas for them to really best understand the culture that they're going into, and we're just very thrilled to have those two men and theologians there helping us out in this arena. And Dr. Rast will be also our Bible study leader. We're doing a study on Colossians throughout our conference. And Dr. Meyer will be also our banquet speaker for our banquets on Friday night. And we've got topics. They're covering topics on unified front, working with your pastor, listening to your members, things such as, and I'm just going through my list here, a big mission no matter where you're at, equipped to stand in the gap, things like that, which show that they are ready and poised to do the things that the church has been called to do. And then we run the gamut after that. We're all over the place, from utilizing relationships with organizations such as Lutheran Hour Ministries and LWML, to how to use a parish nursing program to connect to your community, pastoral care, counseling kind of thing.
Where can our listeners find more information? It sounds like just a great lineup.
Well, I tell you what, you can go to our website, which is simply lcms.org/RSTM, and you can find the full gamut there, or we've got information about this conference. You can link to that off of our Facebook page, or just give us a call here at the office, and we'd be glad to help.
Wonderful. We've been talking with Reverend Todd Kolbaum from Rural and Small Town Mission of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Kolbaum, always great to check in with you, and the conference coming up November 6th through the 8th in Kansas City, Missouri. Go check it out, lcms.org/... What is it again?
RSTM.
RSTM. Very good. Thank you, Pastor Kolbaum.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Fritchie on Worldwide KFUO.